Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak. Sean Peters from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. And the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I am on the cusp of a sneeze coming. Perfect timing. And they say to look at a light. All right, it went away. Igor, you must have scared it away. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I was staring at you, hoping it would just go away for you.
All right, guys. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago and girls, too. Let's officially get this started. Elwood, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Well, he's taking the day off. This was a scheduled day off for David. Schluter, what are you doing? Dave Schluter is moving a camera.
There was showing part of the window. I'm hired part-time by the text.
Oh. Yes, we are on, where are we that people can watch? On Facebook?
Facebook Live, Home Sweet Home Chicago, yeah.
All right.
And then 56david.com.
Wow, you got it all figured out. Must have done this before.
There's a lot of money at stake.
All right, well, that's the voice of Dave Schluter, and we are going to talk to him about things, all things legal. And I have not met you before. Sean Peters is here from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. Nice to meet you.
It's a mouthful.
That's all right.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
You guys do everything. Let's get that phone number out there, 312-981-7200. I'm glad we all made it today because I didn't know what was going on Lakeshore Drive. And I guess sailboat season, is that they're going back to home to nest for the winter? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, the bridges, it's a few times. There's only like certain days they're doing it. I saw it on the web. It's pretty cool. They announce it ahead of time.
I did not know anything about it. I know that Columbus was closed, the big Chicago Marathon that we're all running in tomorrow, right?
Of course.
Make sure you stretch out, Wendy.
I only run when someone's chasing me. So that's tomorrow. A lot of people in the city, it was a flutter with activity. And then there's a race going on Columbus right now.
The 5K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Columbus was closed. So then I went on Lakeshore Drive, and then I tried to cut off at Randolph, and all of a sudden I noticed, like, police officers. I thought, boy, there must be a bad accident. But no. Were you guys caught at all by the upright bridges?
No. Well, we just made it, and it went up after we crossed.
All right. Yeah. There was a little email going around. Do you guys always do breakfast before the show with David Hochberg?
Yeah.
Usually.
Really?
Yeah, he pays. Yeah, he pays.
That's one of the perks, Wendy.
I knew nothing about it. Was I expected to take you and pay for you guys?
Not even close.
Okay, good. Because I didn't do that at all. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And do we take a break and start with the mailbag? Does it matter? Can we do both? Okay, we're going to take a break. Igor, I have to tell you something. And Ben, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but I'm going to. Every time I've filled in for David, we talk to a listener, and no one reminds me to give away a Mr. Floor product of their choice. Ben, no one reminds me. When Jeremy's here, which I really am starting to take this personally, because when David's not here, Jeremy just doesn't show up. That hurts
maybe
me.
They're together.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know. But Jeremy always reminds me about the Mr. Right. Floor product.
Well,
so
I am here.
For sure?
You got it, Wendy. I will absolutely be sure that we give that away.
Okay. Yeah. Mark Carmen is handling the sports. Big night for Cubs fans tonight. I'm a Sox fan, but I wish my Cubs fan friends good luck. Can I? Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
And Don Kleppen, do we have a barometric reading for today? Because I don't know if David still does that.
I've been off for a little while.
Humana.
I don't know if he. I don't know if he still does it either. But the barometer's looking good.
All right, good to know. Today. All right, well, the city looks beautiful. It's a gorgeous Saturday, fine day for Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the mailbag segment sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Guests: Igor Marak, Dave Schluter, Sean Peters. We're talking Mr. Floor. We're talking Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. And we're talking SchluterLawOffice.com. Anything? I still have to make, I have to plan my estate.
Well, you know, it's like, no, there's, you know, it's not like people die unexpectedly or anything.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. All right. David made sure I had today's mailbag segment, which is sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. President Trump last night announced 100% tariff on China. The stock and crypto markets dropped and yields on bonds decreased, which is good for interest rates because investors sold stocks and crypto and purchased bonds for security. Roughly 1 in 7 U.S. home purchases get canceled. In August, 56,000 home purchase agreements were canceled across the country, this according to Redfin. That's equal to 15.1% of homes that went under contract that month and marks the highest percentage of cancellations on record in any August dating back to 2017. Why, I ask, and if you're asking why as well, you can reach out to David because WGNDavid.com, if you have any questions for him. That's some news, and you can also call David at 855-56-DAVID, and you can ask him that question. Here is a listener piece of mail. A listener purchased a home with an old furnace. The seller agreed to give them a $9,000 credit to purchase a new furnace, but the realtors listed the credit on the contract to specifically replace the furnace. David explained to both the listener and realtor the credit should be listed as a closing cost credit and not to replace the unit on the contract because the underwriter would require the furnace be replaced before closing. David contacted David Schluter, who changed the contract with the other attorney to solve the problem. Then it says Schluter will explain.
Yeah, so what happens is you get under contract, then you have 5 business days for the buyer to come out and get an inspector. It comes up that it needs a furnace, or in this case, they might have even known when they were listing it that there was broken. It's the death knell if you put furnace credit because the secondary market doesn't like it. They think the house should have the furnace installed ahead of time. That seller, because they offered a credit, probably didn't have the $9,000. So it would have blown the whole thing up. They wouldn't have had the money. And you don't want the buyer's contractor in there doing it because they haven't bought the house yet. So what I did on that phone call was say, we're going with a credit. Here's the thing. The seller ends up in the exact same place, whether it's called a closing cost credit or whether it's called a furnace. I've had realtors put radon credit. You might as well put dead body in the attic credit. Okay. In other words,
how much is that worth?
Well, I'm just saying it would be things to scare the mortgage company.
Yeah.
Especially the secondary. Every person who's an originator of loans, ultimately there's what they call the end lender who sees everything. And so they would say, well, we don't want to buy that loan. And that's not good because most mortgage loan brokers are not able to carry a loan 30 years. There are companies that loan money and there's companies that service loans. So that was the right result. The seller still walked away. They weren't with the right amount of money. It impacted no one. So all the agents out there writing contracts today, if there's already something known that they're giving a credit, just call it the closing cost credit. It lowers the amount the buyer brings to the table. That's why it's in. And they pay for the furnace in that case. They owe $9,000
okay,
less.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's in their bank. And guess what? If it's the time of year they don't need the furnace, but it's still busted, they could wait till September you know, live off some of the money, but just find the money before the heat needs to be turned on. I was talking to Sean that we turned ours on this week. You know, if it's in the middle of summer, pocket the $9,000, get a big screen, and then when it comes time, go get the furnace.
And then, you know, Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling can service it.
Yes, I'm sure they're the best.
That's who I use. I have to just jump in here. Sean Peters is here. Lou Manfredini recommended Lindemann, and I use them for my heating and cooling. I don't use them for my chimney and fireplace because when they came out to inspect it, they told me that it's not safe and I shouldn't use it. So we're like, okay, well, we will put that on the list for later. And I use you guys for heating and cooling. I'm on that program where you prepay, so I'm one of the first people to get serviced for the furnace check and the AC check. And it got down to 62 in our house, Dave, you were saying, so I had to put the heat on too. In fact, this season, I've been doing a lot of flipping between heating and then air conditioning. Is that bad for the unit to go back and forth?
No,
on different days?
I mean, that's even built into the thermostat. You just leave it on auto, and it'll just flip in between. But you did, in fact, use us for chimney services. We found an unsafe condition.
Yes.
And as long as you're not using it.
Nope, not. I got a fake one, a plug-in one that's just for ambiance, and I love it.
There you go.
It wasn't a priority. It's one of those 70s, like, porn film chimneys, you know, where it's, what is it called? Like a prefabricated, where it's that long tube.
Yeah,
that you
yeah,
see at Hugh Hefner's
fireplace.
House.
It's called a mom style fireplace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I like Wendy's virgin butter, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We can all close our eyes and envision exactly
well, you know
what
I'm
talking
about with like a sunken living room.
Absolutely.
And, you know, furs on the couch. Okay, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, so yeah, and someday we will fix that. We've been in the house 27, almost 28 years, and someday we'll want to fix that up and redo it so it looks more contemporary, let's just say.
Well, anytime you want to revisit it, have us out. We'll show you what's there. The technology's changing. Everything is much safer, much more user-friendly than it's ever been.
Well, we will talk more about that. Here is another listener email, 100% service-connected disabled veteran with a 650 credit score, called to secure a HELOC, home equity line of credit, but there was not enough equity in his home to secure that HELOC. Instead, David is helping him use his VA eligibility to do a cash-out refinance of up to 90% value of his home to extinguish over $60,000 worth of debt and reduce his payments over $2,000 a month. VA loans are the only loan that allows cash out refinancing over 80% of the value of your home. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, a lot of people don't know anything about this, and that's why David is here to help you find what's available for you. And David goes through that, you know, he's like the Rain Man with money. He's just like, okay, credit 650. Here's the, you know, he whips through it very quickly. But if you need to trust someone, that's the guy, David Hochberg. And if you have a question about a mortgage, a HELOC, and you don't feel comfortable talking on the air about it, you can visit 56david.com or you can call David Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID, a guy you can trust. Here's another one, the mailbag segment sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Listener emailed David to ask if Mr. Floor would recommend mixing an over-the-counter product in hot water and use it on his pergo floors. David responded to the listener's email and included Mr. Floor on the email. Igor, what are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah, what you're not supposed to do, Wendy, is mix anything into a bucket of water and then splash it all over your floor. And we talk about that all the time. So wood and water, or even pergo, which is a laminate floor, which has a fibrous core, will expand in the presence of water, causes delamination, causes discoloration. There are all kinds of problems when you start mopping, like wet mopping a floor. So we recommend the use of our Mr. Floor line of cleaning products. We have a wood floor cleaner. We have a vinyl and laminate cleaner, which is what I recommended for this particular caller. And basically, it's a spray and wipe. You simply spray it. It'll change the surface tension of dirt. It'll lift it and move it onto your wiping cloth, and you're done. And we don't have any artificial products in the mixture that will leave the floor shiny or artificially shiny, which encapsulates dust and dirt and causes other issues such as wear.
All right, I need to get some Mr. Floor product because I pretended to be a listener and called in last time I hosted. So I would get a Mr. Floor product, and no one ever sent me one. So it's MrFloor.com.
MrFloor.com, yeah.
I got to look around because I don't like the smell of the stuff I use. Murphy's oil soap does not smell good to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just doesn't.
Yeah, and not only does it have that type of, you know, sometimes an offensive odor, but it also will encapsulate because it's based on an oil film that's left behind to give you that artificial sheen. So there are products like that create that sort of an issue. Ours will dry crystal clear, will not leave anything behind. It'll just move dirt off the surface.
Look at that. Pretty great. It's a beautiful Saturday. If you do call in at 312-981-7200, you will get your choice of a Mr. Floor product of your choice, right?
That's right. We have six of them. Six separate products.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I don't have six different surfaces. What are the differences?
So we have the wood floor cleaner. Then we have the vinyl and laminate cleaner. We have the tile and grout cleaner. Natural stone cleaner for all your marble and granite tiles.
Yeah.
And then we also have a countertop cleaner. And then to round out the full product line, we have a cabinetry cleaner.
That's what I need, too.
Which has a nice degreasing agent. It's perfect.
I clean the top of my cabinets, and this is embarrassing, but I'm going to admit it. We don't have a kitchen fan. We just have the one under the microwave, and I refuse to use it. So I'm like, okay, I have to degrease the top of my cabinets. It was crazy greasy up there.
Sure.
I had to use a scraper to get some of the grease off.
Yeah, because it you know, over time, it just builds, right? It builds on itself. So when you use a product like ours, you'll spray it. You'll give it like 30 seconds. Just let it activate. And then just take, you could take a paper towel, Wendy, and just wipe it off.
Oh, my God.
And over time, it's designed to gently break through that. So you can put the scraper down.
Good.
And just use our product.
Gross.
Yeah, and it'll gently work its way through all those layers and then remove it off the surface.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, we will talk to all of our fine guests throughout the show today, 312-981-7200. But now it's news time with Don Kleppen here. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, yeah. We are having fun today. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg is off. I'm Wendy Snyder. Igor Marak is here, Mr. Floor. Dave Schluter is here for your legal questions. We have Sean Peters, Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. And MegaPro's Jer is not here today, and I miss him. I'll just say that.
He's AWOL.
He is. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, but there really is, when David takes the day off, it seems like Jeremy doesn't want to come in and work with me, but we'll deal with it. And now we go to the Mega Pros phone, text, and picture line, and shall we take some calls? Let's start with Ron. He is calling us today. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Morning, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What's going on with you? What are your issues at home?
I had a question for Sean, the heating and air fellow there. I've been told my dryer vent, I have one of those accordion-type dryer vents I've cleaned out once in the last 20 years.
Oi.
And I was told, I just wanted it replaced, but I was told they don't do those anymore. You have to have a hard one in.
So you're allowed to have the flex pipe from the dryer to the wall. But once it goes behind the wall, the drywall and all that stuff, it should be hard piped and it should not be screwed together. It should have duct tape on the joints because lint gets caught up on the screws. But you're absolutely allowed to have the flex pipe going from the dryer to the wall. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you know of a good guy that would do all the duct work as far as cleaning. I'm out here in Belvedere.
Okay. Belvedere is a bit of a stretch for us, but you're more than welcome to call. And if we have technicians out in that area, we absolutely do dryer vent cleanings.
What about those? Does it go right to outside or does it go behind drywall?
It basically comes out of my laundry room, and that's hard. That's hard. And then the flex tubing does go about 15 feet.
Okay.
From there to outside.
Okay, yeah, because if it was the case where it was just a flex tube being routed all the way to outside, I would say just remove that piece and replace it. It would be cheaper than cleaning it.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And you know what? Why don't you hang on? Igor, tell them what they've won.
I feel like the price is right. Well, Wendy, let me tell you. No.
You get a product of your choice from the Mr. Floor lineup. So hang on, and we will set you up. How does that sound?
Excellent. Thank you, Wendy.
That's great.
Thank Igor. He's here. Mr. Floor is here. All right, I remembered. This is the first time ever I've given away a Mr. Floor product.
And how does it feel?
I liked it.
Right?
It felt really good.
There you go.
All right. Robert is calling us this morning. Robert, where are you calling from?
Forest Park. What Oak Park.
Yeah, I know where it is. Robert's West End is there. And Fitzgerald's is very close to there as well in Berwyn. What do you have going on at your house?
Well, the windows are awning-type windows, floor-to-ceiling windows, and the top percent is an awning-type window. Cranks out at about a 45-degree angle. There's something happened with the thread. The one window will open, but you can't crank it closed. So I had a handy person come, and he tried liquid nail. It worked for little bits and other things, and that failed to function 24 hours later. So now he wants to do a weld. It's rusted where the crank meets the assembly. He wants to do a weld and then thread it, and then we'll put the crank back in. You know, I'm just wondering if that's the only recourse. He's trying to find the entire assembly part, but about 40 years old, these windows, so that's not the easiest. And plus, I had one question, too, for the Lindemann person.
Sean, yes, Sean Peters. Go ahead. Oh, all right. Well, I'm just going to jump in here with the windows thing. Good news, bad news. The good news is you have a gorgeous floor-to-ceiling window. The bad news is it gets hard to service that. It seems like the crank is up at the top where it's harder to get to. I don't know what to recommend about repairing windows. If you need new ones, I like Gilkey windows because they can custom make these, but it sounds like your person is trying to help as best he can.
Right. So we're still going with that for now. And I was referred to a place called Window Works. They want $277 to come out, and that's their minimum. So that might have to be a choice. But my second question, for the Lindemann heating and cooling, I have baseboard heat, electric. That's new to me. I'm used to radiator heat. Now, should I keep that temperature at a constant temperature 24 hours a day so it's to be as economical as I can with the electric, or should I just turn it on once I get up as needed?
So I'm more on the chimney side of things, but I'd be more than happy to fake my way through this, I suppose. It's always recommended to leave your thermostat at a constant temperature. If you fluctuate more than 3 or 4 degrees, usually you're just kind of throwing money away. So when you're turning it up and down, with that baseboard heat, it's going to take a good amount of time to actually hit that target temperature.
It does take a while to heat up. I forgot about that baseboard heat.
Yeah, with baseboard heat, I had that at my last home, and we just left it. It was in the basement. We left it at 67, and that was that.
Is that helping you, Robert?
No, I'll just have to compare electric bills with the old unit and the new unit, and we'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
Yeah.
But late at night when I'm sleeping, should I still have the temperature adjusted?
I don't. Boy, I like it freezing when I go to bed.
Yeah.
If it's too hot, I can't
sleep.
You're
the wrong person to ask.
I know. So.
Yeah, sleeping comfortably is 100%.
It's a matter of
choice. Personal preference, yeah.
Robert, that's up to you.
Okay, well, I'll just figure it out.
Well, okay. Can you hang on a second, and we'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product of your choice?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. You know, sometimes we don't have the answers to the question, but it is a matter of preference, I think, right?
Absolutely.
I like it really cold when I go to sleep.
Same.
It's 67, I think, our house is at.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have one of those smart thermostats with a baseboard, I think you can even enable a smart thermostat to operate a baseboard system.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
And again, it should be just a set it and forget it, I would think. I don't know if he should be going up and down in temperature, yeah. unless that's his preference.
Yeah, because that's like a radiant-style heat. It heats right. the things in the room, so it takes an extreme amount of time to bring that up and down in heat. It's, to me, I think it would be a waste.
Yeah, so much energy to get it to where it's emitting heat.
Yeah, and electric heat is expensive heat.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a break, and 312-981-7200 is the number to call. We have calls on hold. We have texts. It's the Mega Pros phone line and text line, and it's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
Darn it. Ben, why don't you ever remind me?
It's your job.
No, it isn't. It's not my job. I'm filling in.
Did you remember to say, stay tuned for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, good job. All right. Hey, so you're crushing it.
Here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right. I guess Jeremy does come in sometimes when I'm working, and I guess I already yelled at Ben about that. Sorry. God, I sound so squawky. I think that's how my family hears me. Because on the air, I don't sound like that at all. Oh, boy. All right. You opened my eyes, Ben. Thank you very much. I shall never speak to you like that again. It's Wendy. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today. And our guests, I don't even know who we were supposed to talk to first. I think it is this gentleman right here, Igor Marak. He's Mr. Floor. And we have a question for you. So let's just start out with that. Hi there, Debbie. What's going on in your world?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great. And you're doing a great job, Wendy.
Oh, thank you.
We had our kitchen floors refinished about 15 years ago, and we're insistent on the guy using a water-based product, which he sort of frowned on, but used it anyway. But we were not at all happy with the endurance of it. I would say within, like, maybe 3 years, there was a lot of wear, and it wasn't in spots where it's high traffic. So I'm wondering, has the process and the technology changed over the past 15 years? What do you recommend that we use? And the second question is, what is the difference between refinishing and screening? Now, we don't have a stain on the floor. It's natural, and then it's got the clear poly product over it.
Excellent questions, Debbie, and thank you for calling. And the first thing I want to mention to you is, if you had your floors done 15 years ago, you would have probably received most likely first or maybe second generation of the water-based coatings. So at that time, mm-hmm. I can understand why the person you were working with was kind of, you know, concerned or maybe frowned upon you asking for that water-based technology. It was kind of in its infancy. We've come a very long way. The coatings are really significantly better. And to sort of answer your second question, if your floor is in generally good shape, you could be a candidate for the screening and recoating, which in essence is just the application of one coat of the finish to protect your floor. But it's not going to necessarily improve on the condition of the floor, but it will kind of freeze it in its current condition. So if you're generally happy with the way it looks, you can do that, but a refinishing will reset the clock on the whole thing, and you'll have a brand new looking floor if you go that route.
Okay. All right. The floors are in good shape. I'm just not happy with the way it looks because it's got those areas that are worn.
Sure. Yeah. No, it you know, and
row rugs.
The finish is worn.
Well, you know, if David Hochberg was here, he would just say, just move. Sell the house and move.
I'm just saying throw rugs.
At least you're saying throw rugs, Wendy, which is good. That's slightly better.
Right. All right, Debbie, good luck to you. Hold on, and we'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product, a product of your choice, okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, hold on. All right, so tell me about the Mr. Floor deep cleaning process that's going on with you now.
Yeah, so the deep cleaning process really is an outgrowth of taking our existing wood floor cleaner, for example, or it could be our vinyl and laminate cleaner, depending on what we're trying to clean, and doing it in a more professional, more commercial-based way. So, you know, the product line is really a do-it-yourself product line. So when people go on MrFloor.com and they purchase the cleaning products, it's really a spray and wipe type of a product. So you spray the product on, you take a, we recommend taking a microfiber mop, a flat microfiber mop, just wiping it off. The product is designed to change the surface tension of dirt, move it away from the floor, and get rid of it. You're not pushing it around side to side. You're actually physically removing it off the surface. So what our deep cleaning product offering basically is we'll come in and we will do the same thing you're doing at home, but we're going to do it in a much more accelerated way. So we're going to bring in high-speed buffers. We're going to bring in terry cloth towels and microfiber pads. And we will use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner, a vinyl and laminate cleaner, and we'll apply it to the floor. And we will, in essence, accelerate by using our buffers the removal of all of that gunk that's kind of stuck onto the floor. And once we're done, we will set you up with the correct cleaning products, and then you continue that process. But, you know, if you did it sort of in a do-it-yourself type of a manner, Wendy, you would take you much longer. So if you want to kind of just get a jump on it, you'd have us come in. We would do the buffing and cleaning for you, and then you kind of take over using our products and microfiber mops going forward. And what we're doing for the next 30 days is we're actually offering, if you hire us to do this deep cleaning, we will give you our starter kit, which is a $45 value, which has an aluminum, full aluminum construction mop with the microfiber pad attached, our cleaning product. We will set you up basically on the house, if you will, to kind of take over for us once we're done. So we'll start you and get you on the way.
We'll do the heavy lifting.
More or less, yeah. We'll get you started.
Right.
And you know, and then you kind of take over from there. So it's a great deal. We feel it's a good way for people to kind of you know, get introduced to the product, use it correctly. And if you want to accelerate kind of getting your floor clean, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, Wendy. So we're thinking now, you know, you're going to start to sort of think holidays. You're going to prepare your home to receive company. What a great way to get your floors and other surfaces clean, and then you get this nice little bonus of the starter kit.
All right. And the number to call if they don't have a computer and they're not going to MrFloor.com?
Yeah, sure. So give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. If you do want to just buy the product and do it yourself, which is perfectly fine, use the promo code WGN at checkout.
Perfect. 312-981-7200 is the number to the MegaPros phone line and text line. And Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, is with us. This is from 630, a text. I have a 65-year-old house with floors that were originally waxed. Mm. The wax has worn off. We won't be refinishing soon, though we plan to do so within about 5 years. What can we use in the meantime to clean the dirt off of them? We don't care about shininess.
Right. So their floors are probably not shiny right now, Wendy, just because the wax is gone. And if they're not re-waxing the floor, you know, the wax is embedded in the wood floor itself. But we always recommend having some protective surface coating on the floor itself so that it doesn't, because it'll become more susceptible to moisture and other elements that will kind of degrade it.
Mm-hmm.
But cleaning it correctly is huge. So they can absolutely use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner. It'll do a very, very good job. It'll actually separate the dirt from the embedded wax. And it'll probably buy them a few more years until they're ready to do something.
Would that deep cleaning process you were just explaining, would that be a wise solution for someone in this position?
It can be, yeah. Because wax is going to have a lot of encapsulated dirt. And so that dirt becomes almost like sandpaper. So when you walk on floors that have encapsulated dirt, you're actually scuffing or sanding them in the process. So a floor that's designed to last 10, 15, 20 years may only last 5 or 10 years or maybe even less, depending on how much traffic you have, if you have that debris caught in the wax or in the layers of previous products that you may have used.
Yeah, you've got a built-in abrasive on the floor
now. That's
exactly
right.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're looking to separate that from the coating.
All right, we will continue with your questions via text and phone at the Mega Pros phone and text line, 312-981-7200. We're going to break for news. Don Kleppen has it coming from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That's all next here on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. David is off today, and we are are talking to Igor Marak of Mr. Floor. We also have Dave Schluter with us, attorney Dave Schluter, and Sean Peters from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. We have a ton of calls. Can we fly through those?
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is the number to call or text on the MegaPros call phone or text line. And Jane's been on hold for a long time, so let's talk to Jane. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good, Wendy, and I used to be a deli girl, so I appreciate the story you had last week about your
I go to the deli all the time, and I asked for American cheese, and I could have sworn it was cheddar, so I made her recut it, and I feel like a Karen.
I heard that, but it was so nice that you were patient, and so was the deli person.
She was great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, Jane, what's your question today?
Okay, I have an older wood laminate floor, and I know it is not waterproof. I'm too old to get down on my hands and knees to clean it anymore. Igor, what do you suggest I do?
So without you having to get on your hands and knees to clean, which is really the old school way of doing things, what I would like for you to do is to use our vinyl and laminate cleaner, which is specifically designed for your floor. And, you know, it's a pre-mixed cleaner. So all you do is it comes, you know, right out of the bottle. You spritz it onto the floor. And then I want you to use a stand-up microfiber mop. And we have a fantastic one at MrFloor.com. It'll last you forever. It's full aluminum construction. So from a standing position, you just lightly spray the floor, put the mop down dry, and then just walk that product off the floor. And then our mop, you can actually remove the microfiber, put it in the wash. It'll go 300 machine washes before you need to replace this. You'll have it forever. And you can have a couple of them, you know, one ready to go and one, you know, if it's a larger space that you're doing, you can kind of interchange them. But everything is done from a standing position. You never really have to get on your hands and knees anymore.
No more scrubbing either, it sounds.
Not really, no.
Wow, how about that?
And it doesn't streak, right, Igor? It wouldn't streak?
It will not streak. That's really the whole philosophy of our entire line is it will not streak. It will not leave anything behind. We're literally just trying to move dirt from your floor onto the mop and off the surface. So we're not going to streak. We're not going to leave anything behind. We're not going to create a haze. We're not going to do any of the things that general over-the-counter, you know, cleaning products typically do, because we're not looking to artificially increase the sheen of your floor. We're just looking to keep it clean for you.
And you call it the vinyl?
What was the name of it again? Yeah, sure. It's the vinyl and laminate cleaner. So go to Mr. Floor.
Okay.
Yeah, go to MrFloor.com, and then you'll see the products tab. You just click on the products tab, and then you'll see the full lineup of the product. Don't forget to use the promo code WGN when you check out. They'll give you a nice little discount on your first order. But because you're a caller, we are going to set you up with that product complimentary. So just
hang on.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. So I'll be busy next week cleaning the floors.
Yeah, report back to us. Call in.
I'll see you at the deli, Jane.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
All right, hang on. All right, I'm going to the next person who has been on hold for a while, and I think Dave Schluter might field this question. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm so glad I got through. So I have an old will that I did in 1984 because I was getting divorced, wanted my kids protected. My kids are now somewhere in their 40s, don't want to give it all away here. But I recently, I want to void this will. There's not a lot in it, but I recently also filed a TOD. So can I void this will? It just kind of bothers me being in my drawer.
Well, the transfer on death, that's taking care of your real estate. So the real estate is going to go outside of your estate. The thing about it is, you'll have to also do an inventory before you die without a will, which you maybe still should keep it, but let me explain why. Everything else you have needs to end up having either what's called pay on death, kind of what you did with the house, or transfer on death,
right?
Or at least on your personal checking account, take one of the kids into the bank with you someday. They have to bring their ID. It's called a convenience account. And what that's valuable for is when you start to need your bills being paid, even if you've given one of them power of attorney, The banks all recognize convenience accounts for people up in years so that everything stays and continues. Even after you pass away or if you were to get dementia or something, that person can pay your Comcast, your real estate taxes, your home insurance. And so they will not blink as long as the person's with you. Back in the day, I've been doing this 40 years now, you could pick up a signature card in the drive-up, have your kids sign it and throw it back, and Marge would say, okay, you're all set. Well, now you got to bring them in because of something called the Patriot Act that came in after 9/11. And the Patriot Act, they require an ID for your son or daughter, whichever one you bring in. But do that first, and then I want you to inventory investment accounts, savings accounts, everything else, having either what's called pay on death or transfer on death. The banks do it every day. You can change that in case one of them acts up in 10 years. You go in on your own. They don't have to give you their permission because they don't own anything until you pass away. The will still could be handy leaving it around, though, to determine who's going to get what out of your home, your personal furnishings. A lot of people think kids want their stuff, but that'd be the one last thing. If you take care of the money, because you've already also taken care of the home, the will could be there to solve any fights about anything other than an equal split. So I wouldn't toss it. I wouldn't toss it.
But can I say, for instance, my sister was on there, and now I don't talk to her.
No, you'd have to do what's called a codicil, which is a fancy lawyer word for a revision. And, where do you live, if I can ask? We're not going to give
Kaufman
out your
estate. Estate.
Yeah, you can Kaufman come. Estate. Yeah, you can call my office this week and tell my staff. They're not going to get you in the same day, but just say you called into the show and you want to bring in your old will and you want to do an amendment. I have four great staff. I'm basically 53 in Irving, so that's not far at all from Hoffman.
Sure.
I was just there last week at giving your village hall some money for a Hoffman Estates transfer stamp, $1,200. So now you can not worry about it. The village of Hoffman Estates is now safe and secure. But the bottom line is, and the number is 630.
Yes. 285-5300.
And that's an invitation to anybody else who's in the same boat. And then if people forget the phone number, it's WGNattorney.com. That domain steers to my office website. I'd love to meet you. And remind me who you are when you come.
I will. Thank you. Your name is Dave Sluder, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, take it easy.
Hey, Kathy, hold on for your Mr. Floor product of your choice.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Okay, we need to take a quick break, and then we are back with Dave Sluder, Sean Peters of Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling, and Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fix around the house. Yes.
John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, David Hochberg's got something going on here at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, hello. I am sitting in for David Hochberg this week, and Igor Marak is here, Mr. Floor. You can find him at MrFloor.com. Attorney Dave Sluder, WGNAttorney.com. Sean Peters is also here, Lindemann Chimney Fireplace Heating and Cooling, LindemannChimney.com. And Jeremy Hogel is taking the day off, and we still have our Mega Pros phone and text line. And David Sluder, there's a text here for you, 312. At what point in home buying process do I need a real estate attorney?
Yeah, what you'd like to do, if you're on a buy owner purchase, you're going to need me right away because a buyer's attorney acts like the buyer's agent when it's by owner. But if you're going the regular route, you're going to give my name and my email and my landline. And on page 14 of the contract that we use in the Chicago area, it says buyer's attorney. You can sign the contract without me seeing it as long as the price that you agreed is what you agreed to and the closing date. Those are two things that you're probably not going to get wrong with the agent. Once the seller signs, that triggers a 5 business day attorney review period that I can literally get you out of the contract or make anything that the broker and you might have missed. I know most of the other attorneys in the Chicago area. I used to be president of the Illinois Real Estate Bar Association for the whole state of Illinois. So I made a lot of friends. And I will reach out to that other attorney and introduce myself, and we run with it. So it's okay to go ahead on the Thursday night open house or whatever and get the contract signed. 5 business days. So if you sign on a Friday, I have all the way to the next Friday to make any changes for you. So there's no need to send it to me ahead of time before you wait for the seller. And let me give a shout out to all the people looking. There are not that many homes on the market. We've been saying it all summer. So if you get one that you like or your spouse likes that you're dead, you got to put the offer in. The bottom line is get that offer in because there's going to be somebody right behind you. So don't worry about losing a couple hours with me. Get this, the broker, get it submitted, and then my hiring process starts the day that the seller accepts it, either DocuSign or they stop by their broker's office. Then that fires a gun for it's an entire week, 5 business day to do my thing. We're pretty good about doing that in the first couple days just because we usually hear from the other attorney. So basically, the deal is on hold for each party legally for a full week after it's signed.
All right. Can we fly through these phone calls? A lot of floor questions coming your way. And sure. Then we'll continue talking to Dave Schluter as well. And Sean Peters from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling, 224, said, I just scheduled Lindemann for an estimate to look at my fireplace. So I didn't want to leave you out, and we'll get to you as well. But we've got a lot of floor questions for Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. Ken, what's going on? You have a question?
Yes. First, I want to say we're big-time fans of you and when you were with Bill.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ken.
Goes back a long time. But anyhow, the question that I have is we're getting one of those robotic floor cleaners. Actually, it's coming tomorrow, and it does cleaning floors and carpet. Now, I've been reading some things about using product and these things on floors that make it sticky and messy and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we have luxury vinyl planking floors. So I value your information.
Yeah. So so you're getting a product like a Roomba type of a product?
Yeah. Kind of like Roomba, but it's a different manufacturer. Actually, it seems
I've heard good and bad. Yeah. I've heard good and bad about these things.
So did you get the one that sprays the liquid out? It does like a wet cleaning as well, or is it just a dry vacuum only?
No, it does a wet cleaning. So in other words, it sprays it onto pads. It has two rotary pads on it.
So one of the things that we have found with our clients that have those type of robotic vacuums is they'll actually use our cleaning product in the reservoir. So they'll fill it up with the Mr. Floor product and allow that to spray on. And you sort of get the best of both worlds because you don't get that sticky residue. You don't get any of those problems. And you're using the correct cleaning product coming in, you know, out of that machine.
All right. I am ordering one of these things and I'm putting Mr. Floor product in it because I have wanted one for so long. Ken, do it.
ours is coming tomorrow. So.
All right. Yeah, well, you hang on and we will set you up with the Mr. Floor product of your choice. And what did you say your floor was?
Luxury vinyl planking.
So which product would he use?
Yeah, so it's our vinyl and laminate cleaner. It's the right one.
Please hold, Ken, and good luck to you. Let me know how it works.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. I have wanted to get one for so long because it just seems like it would be a great idea. Yeah.
I do have a quick story on those from our good friend Jeremy, who's MIA.
Uh-huh.
He had bought his wife a robotic floor cleaner. And the first day that they used it, their dog went number 2 on the floor, and that robotic vacuum spread it over every single inch of the first floor.
Oh, my
God. And then after that, he just threw it out.
And then he used my cleaning product to probably get everything off the floor.
I sure hope so.
Oh, my God. All right. Marsha's been on hold for a long time. Hi, Marsha. Thanks for calling Home Sweet Home Chicago. Are you still there with us, Marsha? Marsha?
There it is.
Hello, yes, I'm still here.
Hi, hon. How are you? You have a question?
Yes, I have. In the living room and dining room, there's Bruce flooring in these 12-inch by 2-inch slats, herringbone design. It's not a flat surface. Is there a cleaner that would clean that easily without causing a problem.
Yeah, so you have a Bruce hardwood floor in a herringbone?
Yeah, the slats, you know, the nice. Individual pieces.
Yeah, that's a beautiful floor. So basically, I would say our wood floor cleaner would be the correct product to use on that. And again, it's just a spray and wipe. But that is a beautiful floor that you have. I'm familiar with that floor.
Well, my father put it in, you know, slat by slat.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. But I've been afraid to touch it with anything for years.
Yeah, what are you cleaning? Okay, what are you using on it now?
I haven't been using anything.
Okay. So that's actually good.
I mean, I don't know what to use.
Sure. Well,
you do now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have another question, though. With your grout and tile cleaner,
yeah,
is the same on the floor that you could put on the walls of the powder room?
Yeah. If you have tile that goes up the wall, absolutely. Just spray the tile and grout cleaner. My recommendation is just give it 15, 30 seconds to activate and then go ahead and wipe it off because that'll get down into the grout and it'll take some of the buildup out of that grout if you have that.
So you spray it down, just wipe it off. No, no additional water, no nothing.
No, all of our products, Sean, are pre-mixed. So literally every single one of them comes ready to go. You just spray and wipe.
How easy is that?
Yeah. Marcia, you hold on. We have to get to news, and you have to decide which free floor product you want from the Mr. Floor line. So hang on. We will continue with your calls on Home Sweet Home Chicago. But first, it's news time here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yes, it is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we have Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, we have attorney Dave Schluter, we have Sean Peters from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace and Heating and Cooling, and we have phone calls that we have to get to because Sharon has been on hold forever. The MegaPros phone and fax, no, not a fax line, text line 312-981-7200. Hi, Sharon, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How about you, Wendy?
Really good. Sorry you've been holding so long. What is your question today?
Okay, I have an engineered wood floor. It's been down for many years, and we had a problem with the toilet leaking. We didn't know it, and it leaked, and this resin came up, like bubbled up all around the toilet. So we had somebody come out. He looked at it because I wasn't sure if it was mold or whatever. He assured us there's no mold. It's just the resin, but the wood needs, it's all rotten underneath the toilet. And it's a small area. It's a tongue and groove type engineered wood. I have extra wood, but I don't know how to clean the area because the gentleman did tell me that it needs to be cleaned. Because water did get under there, and you don't want any mold or anything to develop. So it needs to be cleaned, and then we need to have somebody replace the wood.
Yeah.
Is there somebody?
Let me answer your question for you. So the short answer is the toilet needs to come out. The wood flooring that you have, okay, the wood flooring has to be removed. If you're in a single-family home and you have a basement, you probably have a plywood subfloor, I would imagine.
No, I'm on a concrete slab.
You're on a concrete slab. Okay, so in that case, so did they install the floor directly over the concrete, or did they put a subfloor down first? Do you know?
No, I think they glued it to the concrete. It's
okay.
A tongue and groove, but I think there is glue. We tried to get one of the boards up, but the wood is really rotten.
Yeah.
Around where that toilet area was.
So if they glued it, then the recommendation, again, would be to remove all of the flooring in the surrounding area. Allow the concrete to dry because concrete is like a big sponge. It's going to absorb all of that water or moisture that was leaking out. And not only is it going to absorb it, it's going to start to wick it into the neighboring areas. So water or moisture will always wick in within the concrete slab, wet to dry. So it is possible that you have actually kind of expanded this problem outside of the bathroom area.
It's contained in that area because the gentleman did check it for me.
Did he test the moisture?
And he said it looks like it's contained. Yeah, he picked out, he got the toilet up. And he said it's about a 1.5 feet by 30 inches in dimension. And, you know, like I said, I have enough wood. I can replace that part.
Okay.
But I don't want to pull it all up in the bathroom. I'd like to just take that area up
sure.
and have somebody piece it in and clean it. And like you said, let it dry out and do it.
Yeah, it's something we can absolutely help you with. We're a full-service company here at Mr. Floor, so that's not an issue. We'll go one step further. We'll actually come out with moisture meters, which is a piece of equipment that we use to actually test the moisture content of the concrete slab. And so the way we determine where to sort of stop the removal and the replacement of the floor is we will continue to test until we reach a dry area, which is
okay.
which will tell us that the moisture hasn't traveled beyond that point. So that becomes this kind of the stopping point. And then everything from that point towards the wet area will get removed. Everything will be allowed to dry. If we need to set up a fan and a dehumidifier, you know, to speed things along, we can do that. And then as long as you have the material, we can absolutely piece that back in for you, and it'll be as good as new.
There you okay. go, Sharon.
I'm out in Huntley. Do you come that far?
Yeah, Huntley's absolutely within our service area, so that's not a problem. And you can, you know, if you hang on off the air, they'll take your information, and we'll be happy to reach out to you and schedule a time to come out and assess everything.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, and you'll get a free great. Mr. Floor product of your choice, too. So hang on, okay?
Wendy, you're wonderful. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. It's not me. It's Igor. It's all Igor.
I'll share the credit. It's okay. No problem.
All right, Dave Schluter, we are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about an insurance issue. Does that sound like a plan?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was from a caller. Absolutely.
All right. And your questions, 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And we have yet to talk to Sean Peters, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling, and we will do that as well. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She's got 35, 40 years of experience.
It's like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder.
The late, great Joe Hogel.
Yep.
Mega Pro Joe. God, you know, the minute I met him, we clicked, like, right away.
Great guy.
Oh, I miss him. All right, you can go to megapros.com, and Megapros Jer is not here today, but we do have Sean Peters from Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. We will talk to him. A lot of people having floor questions today for Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. And now we move on to attorney Dave Schluter. I have a listener that you help, Mike, a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Carroll Stream, heard about a homeowner who switched insurance companies to lower their payment for their home coverage. And the homeowner tried to save some money by having the next insurer start at the beginning of the next month. But because of the gap in coverage, the home ended up not being insured when a hailstorm came through the area. There was significant damage, of course. How can this situation be avoided in the future? Because that is unbelievable.
It's a one in a million, but
wow.
Years ago when I first started practicing in Streamwood, they had something called a microburst, which
oh,
was
yeah.
a 10-minute tornado. Then they had one, Megan Kolkmeyer, in the morning, 75th and 355. They had that off, you guys remember. Three homes only had half the homes torn off. You could still see the kids' clothes in the closets as the helicopter flew by.
Yeah.
Microburst. So this could have been a microburst hailstorm. But here's the thing. When I started doing real estate purchases, I always noticed a form in the mortgage packages that said, "Dear borrower, you must never let the insurance lapse. We don't mind you switching insurance, but you got to let us know," because of course the lender gets named. But the main thing in that sentence was, "Don't let it lapse." And I would say to myself, well, that makes sense. So in this case, don't play around. Now, the market right now, I know all the State Farm offices, for example, are having a lot of calls throughout the Chicago area, 25% across the board. It was in the Tribune. I mean, it was there. It's like no negotiating. They just took a hit across the whole Chicago area for premium increase. So this gentleman would have had an increase, and thought, you know, I'll save a few bucks. And when he was shopping it from away from whoever he was dropping, yeah, just the luck of the draw, no coverage. And all the insurance companies save every weather report every day in their servers because a lot of people fake hail damage. You'd be surprised. You mean people might be dishonest? Yes. So they have all the American Weather Service, all the local radar. They all have that in their computers. In fact, some of the aggressive salespeople take that with them on an iPad. And when they go door to door to say, do you want a new roof? They can say, your home, here's the radar over your home. Your whole neighborhood got killed. And so we want to go up on the roof and check it out. And it's a good sales tactic, but it's legit. Because if it's a serious enough storm, they have all kinds of ways of knowing this amount of hail for this amount of hours, what it does based on the age of the shingles. So in this case, yeah, the guy had to pay for his own roof repair. Luckily, it wasn't a total replacement. So the word to the wise is, out of dollars and cents, even if it's going to cost you a few bucks, have it be seamless. February 28th, end of coverage. February 28th, starting the new coverage. Have it even double insured for a day in case the clock ticks and the
fire
starts.
That's good advice.
Yeah, so don't mess with it, even if it's for a few bucks. You know, insurance is annoying. Car insurance is high right now, home insurance. But the time you need it, I mean, when you have enough going on to make a claim, even with your deductible, you are going to be glad you have it because it's big money. With labor costs now, material costs, enough to call your company, you'll be glad you have it. And I don't sell insurance, but I can just tell you the dollars add up. And also on the liability provisions that homeowners insurance gives, if you do something to a neighbor or there's some kind of where you incur some, you don't manage your property right and you get a liability, all homeowners agents sell a liability provision that you and your family members are covered for any actions you do that could hurt someone else, a neighbor or a passerby. So it not only rebuilds your home, but it also protects you and you get a free lawyer. They provide defense counsel. And again, these are all things that just happen to people. So it's don't mess with it. Keep it seamless. That's the way to go.
Be prepared.
Yeah, just keep it. Don't fool with it for a few bucks to not have it, you know, be seamless.
That's why he is your trusted legal advisor for real estate, business, and estate planning. He's David Schluter. How do people reach you?
Sure, wjanattorney.com. And then the landline, I have four great staff. You can call during the week, 630-285-5300. And we have a wood sign outside my office, always a free consultation, and that is legit. If you happen to call and say you want to get together, whether you use me or not, that first round of talking is on the house. And you never leave the office not knowing what our services will be if you decide to hire us.
Good to know. All right. Can you answer a question in 3 minutes?
Sure.
All right. 630, 20 years ago, my mother, now 90 years old, put my brother and I on her deed to her house. She has a will but has no other assets. The house is paid for. When she passes, does the house go to probate or do my brother and I retain ownership since we are on the deed?
I am so glad you reached out. Check this out. Yes, it won't go to probate because you guys are already owners, but I want you to give me a call or call your family attorney. You need to get off that deed right away, back into mom's name if she's still competent, and have her do a trust or a transfer on death back to you. Right now, you guys are sitting ducks because when you go to sell, you're going to have to go back to the price she paid many decades ago for figuring capital gains. There's no way around it unless you come off that right away. And again, you can call us or another attorney from the family or whoever helps your mother, but they're going to tell you the same thing. It's a low-cost way to do it, but it's my 40th year next year. I've had people stare at me, why do I owe $50,000? Because their mom bought it for $82,500 and now it's $300,000. And so if you're at it already when you sell, you guys are going to go back to her price. There's still time if she's competent to get off of that and she can put it back into a trust, leaving it to you, or a transfer on death, leaving it to you. Then you'll get it at what's called the stepped up basis. So if it's gone to $300,000, you don't have any taxes for inheriting that home.
All right. Can you answer this in 1 minute?
Sure.
A new question, 773. I sold a rental property that I have in my trust. I no longer own it. Do I have to change my trust to reflect that?
You do not need to do that at all. Do not let any attorney say you need to. It all know every lawyer who handles sales estates knows that it's only what you own when you pass away. Just as if you put in the 82 Corvette and you already sold it on eBay, you don't need to come see me.
All right. And another one. I feel lucky now. 219. My mom recently passed away in the state of Mississippi. She had done a TOD to myself. My question is, when the house sells, will I have to pay taxes on the capital gains?
If you hold on to it for a long time after she passes, then you will have a problem because you do inherit it. The date of the death certificate is your valuation. So whenever that date is ascertained, you should go ahead and call somebody down there and get that appraised as of the day of mom's passing. They all have those records. The realtors can do that. Keep that in your file. If you hang on to it as a rental or you hang on to it, your capital gain will be due for what it went from. So if it was $200 when she passed and it's $250, you'll deal with that. But if you sell it right away, usually there's no impact. You tell the IRS that you sold it for the same value on the day she went to heaven.
Oh, how do you keep all this information in your head?
It's a wonderful gift, and the thing about it is when you're honest and you care, you also are willing to say on the phone, I need to check this out. I'm the first guy to do that because, in fact, anything that comes in the office, even from current clients, it's not anything that I handle. I refer those things out so fast to trusted friends. But no, I mean, with age, of course, you know, you're not always where you used to be. But I also work enough.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
congrats on 40 years.
Yes, yes. Keeping working keeps that all pretty much there. So thanks for all the calls.
All right. We have yet to speak to Sean Peters, Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling, Lindemann.com. We're going to do some news first. Coming from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, it's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. All right. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We will get to your calls if you phoned in on the MegaPros phone and text line, 312-981-7200. Igor Marakas here, Mr. Floor, Dave Schluter, attorney you can trust, and Sean Peters, Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. And Sean, we have got a phone call that you need to field. This is Robert. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great. You're calling from Bloomingdale. What's your question for Sean Peters?
Yeah, this is for the Lindemann Chimney and Heating Company. We have basically a wood-burning fireplace that we haven't used in a while, and we want to convert it to a gas, where you use the gas when you're watching football and stuff like that. We want to know, first of all, would that be more economical than wood-burning, and what is the preparation in that, and how much would you charge to come out and put this thing in?
So as far as it being economical, I'd say it's probably a wash, you know, the price of wood versus the gas spent. When gas log sets are installed, there is a reducer in the gas line. So it only burns the amount of gas that it needs. It's not taking all of it and just burning. But you should absolutely have it cleaned and inspected first. Anytime we switch over from wood burning to gas, we want to remove all of the creosote from the flue system, and we want to make sure that the flue system is safe for use, because the last thing you want is there to be an issue in the flue system, like a broken or a cracked flue tile, and then you can have carbon monoxide from that new gas log set seeping into the chimney, then seeping into the home. So, you having a gas line there ready to go is wonderful, but you definitely want to have it inspected first.
And the ease of...
I was
just going to say, you know, the ease of use, how easy is it to just turn on a gas fireplace?
Yeah.
So I'm all for it, Robert, but I know you don't care. Whatever.
Let me ask you this. Well, how much would Lindemann charge to come out? And do you do that kind of work? Do you put gas, do you convert?
We do, absolutely. That's a growing trend right now. The inspection is $199, And then if it does need to be cleaned, it's an additional $99 charge. But we would rather you just set up for the inspection and let our technician know when he sees what he's up against if you actually need the cleaning. Because a lot of times people don't even need the cleaning.
What is your phone number at the Linderman?
It is 847.
918-7994. 7994. So 847-918-7994.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Robert. And if you hang on, we'll set you up with a Mr. Floor product of your choice.
Take care. Thank you.
You are not missing a beat giving away his products.
I know, because you're here. It's really easy to remember. Right. And I feel like Santa Claus a little early. I use Lindemann for my heating and cooling needs. And I was telling Sean off the air, you know, you hear a return vent and you I don't really know what that means. I know it's bringing air into, I don't even think about it. Well, I took the grate off and I was astounded to see a lot of dust in there. So I cleaned it out and then I had a jewel bag right next to me and it kind of like got sucked in and I'm like, what? That's a return, people. That's where the air, and I ran down to the furnace. First of all, I turned the heat, I turned the AC off, and I ran downstairs, and I took the filter out, and lo and behold, there was my jewel bag. Well, so now I know what a return is.
Well, first off, you are extremely lucky that you remembered to turn off the system before you just pulled the filter. Because if you would have just pulled the filter, it could have just sucked it right in.
Yeah, no, I did. I turned it off right away because I panicked. I wish somebody was videotaping me because it's like, oh my God, what, the bag just went there. And right away, I'm like, it's going to go right to the furnace.
Well, whatever you put into that return vent will indeed return to the furnace.
Never knew that till now. There's my little science.
Yeah. Make sure you guys
Everybody's laughing at me in here. Sorry, Dave Schluter.
No. When the DEA shows up, toss the bags down the AC.
Yeah, I just did
not. You get the knock on the door. Who's here?
I wanted to share my story because you know now it makes sense to me.
But now at least you know it works.
Yeah, right? I totally do.
The draw is really, really powerful.
And if it's super dusty in there, it's sucking all that dust in there.
Well,
as
you
well.
Got a free cleaning.
If it's super dusty in there. What flooring product would you recommend to spray in there?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, I mean...
just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, we don't have one for that application, but we'll think about it.
That's garden hose.
No, I just reached down in there, and I put rubber gloves on, but that was just a real fun little moment for me.
Nice.
All right, we need to take a break, and then we're going to continue talking to Sean Peters about your chimney, your fireplace, heating, cooling. It's Lindemann. They handle everything. And if you have a question for us, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Mrock.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, Suction Only.
She's gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked. Yeah, it sucked, but got a lot of fond memories, so let's not push it.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, like a bunch of 12-year-old boys.
I blame Ben and Ben only.
That's all right. I'm kind of like a 12-year-old boy, too, sometimes, so we all get along. Yeah. It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg this week, and we will take your calls, 312-981-7200. But right now we're talking to Sean Peters, Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. You can go to Lindemann.com, and 815 has texted, does Lindemann come as far south as Joliet?
I'm going to say yeah. Yeah, right. It's right on the line.
All right. So you can call them or go to Lindemann.com. Here's a Zachary, a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener who's from Lake Forest. He called to learn more about the importance of inspecting his fireplace before lighting it up this season, as well as keeping his masonry chimney in tip-top shape to prevent water intrusion. So, of course, it's important. Before you use it, you have to make sure it's safe, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every time you have a fire, first off, you know, for most of us, our home is probably our most expensive asset we have, and we all think it's a fantastic idea to just have a fire in it. So every time you have a fire, there's expansion, there's contraction. You want to make sure that after 36, 50 fires, you are having it inspected.
Yeah, it's so important. I bet you're backed up now because, you know, fall's coming and people are getting ready to use their fireplace.
Yeah, as soon as you get that hinkling to have a bonfire or sit in front of the toasty fireplace for the first time, everybody else has that same feeling and we just get hammered with calls. But yeah, it's a good problem to have.
I had Lindemann come out to check our chimney, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and they said this is not safe to use. You need really basically to redo the whole thing. We've decided not to do it at this point, but it was very reassuring that they're not going to let that go unnoticed.
Yeah. I mean, you had a prefabricated fireplace in your porn room, I believe you said, right?
1970s
porn room. And
I need to explain that. Yeah, it just looks...
You're holding on to the motif as long as you can. I get it.
Just, yes, it's it looks very 1970s because there's a prefabricated, like you see the big tube of the fire, the chimney. Yes.
Yeah, but do you have orange, like, shag carpeting?
No, I don't. So, no. No,
okay,
I don't.
All right.
And no just carpeting check on the walls either.
If she did, I bet it would really need to be cleaned.
Okay. All right. So, but anyway, that did, you know, rest assured. My husband was a little disappointed because he likes making a fire. But, you know, I bought one of those plug-in ones and just, you know, using it for ambiance.
Well, and those manufactured fireplaces, those really do have a 20 to 30-year shelf life. They're appliances, you know, just like anything else. A furnace has a shelf life, a water heater, a dishwasher. So once it's not safe to use anymore, why would we tell you otherwise?
Yeah, I understand. We have a question for you, Sean. This is Matt on the line. Hi, Matt.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, Wendy. How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I wish you had your own show every day.
Thank you. Why don't you come to my house, and I'll just talk to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
All right. Did you have a question?
Yeah. So I bought a house a couple years ago, and it has a indoor fireplace, and it's got a gas igniter. And for the first winter, we want to try to turn the gas on and ignite so we could get some fire going. And then it wasn't working, so the knob... I thought there was a valve problem, but then I went into the crawl space underneath where the gas line leads into the fireplace, and it got capped off. So I go to a local fireplace and chimney company, and they said, I got to call a plumber for that to get resolved. Is that something you guys could take care of?
Short answer, yes. I'd be curious as to why it got capped off. People don't just normally do that, especially if you just bought the home. I'm thinking maybe something triggered that being capped off, but what you would want to do is call us and set up for an inspection. All of us do carry gas line and tools to do so. We do all that stuff all the time, but...
Sure,
you're going to
sure
want to have it inspected first.
That
as to
is
why
suspect. It's kind of sus, as the kids say, Matt.
It's very
because,
sus.
Because really, like, why would you cap it off unless there was a problem with it, right?
Yeah, the only other time I ever see that is when you have, like, snowbirds. There's people that when they go south for the season, they shut everything down that they possibly can. So,
sure.
But
well, from my understanding, the house that I bought was being used as a rental before it got sold to me, so
that could be.
There's very little information I got about what occurred before I bought the house. So.
Hopefully, in that case, the homeowner just didn't want to assume the liability of the renter and just have them use it, so he just capped it, and you know the easy button was telling the renter it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's probably
sure
true. All right, well, good luck to you, Matt. What's a good number for Matt to call?
847-918-7994.
And Matt, we're going to put you on hold and you get your choice of Mr. Floor product, okay?
Great, Wendy. I love you. Get your own show.
All right. Thank you so much.
That wasn't your cousin or anything.
No, okay, not related at all. All right. So very important to get your chimney inspected before you use it. And you know what I wanted to ask you, Sean? You'd be the one to know. What you mentioned creosote, which got my brain moving.
That's good.
Still asleep today.
That's good.
You know, they sell those creosote logs. Do those, they're supposed to clean out your fire. Do those work?
Not in my experience. They make the flue system greasy, so it's not really recommended. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
All right, that's a very good point.
I've got a quick question, Sean. Yeah. So, are there certain woods that are better to burn in a fireplace than others?
Yeah. Dry wood, and then second off, hardwoods. So,
okay.
I have some Lindemann text questions. Do we need to clean our fireplace if we have a new fire insert?
If you have a gas insert, they do not really need a cleaning other than maybe water vapor on the inside face of the glass front. But they should be inspected, especially once they're first installed. Through that first few overfires, things just come out of adjustments. You want to make sure that the flame is burning correctly, just so you're not getting any soot on the glass, that you're not having any gas leaks or anything like that. So not so much cleaning, but certainly inspected.
All right. I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I'm going to read it as is from 224. I just don't understand it. Does Lindemann come and check clean the door, the fireplaces that have the internal and external chimney where the doors do not open, but it does kick out a little bit of heat? Does that make sense to you? Does Lindemann come out and check and or clean the door? So the fireplace door that, like the flue maybe, that have the internal and external chimney where the doors do not open, but it does kick out a little bit of heat. I don't know if I understand
that.
Yeah,
I'm not really following that one. I've read that one a half a dozen times now.
Oh, you should have told me to avoid that. But listener, this is my fault. I don't know how to read it. But you can always go to Lindemann.com or call them and ask this question. And what's the number to call?
Well, looking at it now, it looks like that they might be talking some sort of a gas insert. You know, same thing with doors that do not open, where they put out like a radiant style heat. And that's like what the last caller was talking about. You know, some sort of a gas appliance. We do inspect those. We do service them.
Okay, and the number to call for Lindemann if people want to schedule, and you better hurry.
847-918-7994. And every other time I've been on this show, I've been told that I give the number too fast. I've even been yelled at on the text line. My mom even called in and yelled at me. So that's why
Mom's always yelled.
Yeah, that's why I'm going obnoxiously slow.
Okay. Good to know, Sean. All right, we are going to break for news, and then we have a bunch of questions for all of you guys because we all come together. That's what we do here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg is off this week. He will return next week, I'm told. We'll see what happens. News coming your way with Sylvia next here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, guys, we are going to wrap up today's show, and we have the Mega Pros text line. I keep wanting to say fax today. I don't know what it is. The text line and the phone line at 312-981-7200. Igor Marak is with us today. Mr. Floor, attorney Dave Schluter is with us. And from Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling, Sean Peters. And I am going to go. Marge has been on hold forever and a day. Hi, Marge. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well. What's your question?
We are having a house built in Huntley. Never had vinyl floors before. We've always had just your regular hardwood floors and then like the engineer flooring, hardwood floors. What do I do for taking care of these vinyl floors?
So the vinyl floors really are very much in vogue right now, and we are seeing them used more and more in new construction, in, you know, retrofitted into existing homes. One of the reasons that they're so popular is because of their durability. So there's not much that you need to do to them other than just to keep mm-hmm. them clean. The easiest way to do it, you know, we produce a product internally at Mr. Floor called the Vinyl and Laminate Cleaner, which is specifically designed for vinyl, plank, and laminate mm-hmm. floors. And the biggest difference with our product is that it will not leave a film, it will not leave a haze, it will not try to artificially create a sheen to make you think your floors are clean, you know, because they're shiny. It's really just right. designed to clean and condition the vinyl. So the way you use it, it comes in a spray bottle. We also sell it in gallon refills, but basically the spray bottle is all pre-mixed. You just spritz it onto the floor and just wipe the floor down, and that's it. That's the extent of your maintenance.
You don't even need a bucket anymore, Marge.
Thank God, because, you know, I'm getting older, and I can't get on my hands and knees to do floors anymore.
Yeah, you don't need to anymore.
And that's great. So even for, let's say, because this homeowner is putting it also in the bathroom. So by the showers and that, is there anything, same type of deal? I shouldn't have to worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the vinyl plank products are generally water resistant, which is why they're able to put them mm-hmm. in full bathrooms in many cases. So, yeah, if it's just a matter of maintenance and cleaning, Mr. Floor Vinyl and Laminate Cleaner, again, just a light spray and a wipe, and you're done. And by the way, that spray bottle is designed to last about 2,000 square feet. And you don't need a lot
that's
of it. So, yeah, so we average about 3 to 4 weeks if you're cleaning regularly, and you can go certainly much longer than that. So a little bit goes a long way, and you really, I mean, you should have it for an extended period of time.
Marge, hold on the line, and we will set you up with your product of choice from MrFloor.com. I'm assuming you're going to go with the vinyl one.
You bet. Well, I have no choice. So, you know, I'm in Arizona right now at our winter house, and they're building this house, and I didn't have a choice. We had a condo in Palatine. It sold the first day.
Wow.
Many nice. Offers. So we had to get out. So they're making all the choices, I guess, for me.
Well, basically. It's a good choice. Vinyl is not a terrible choice, so you'll be okay.
And you come home to the cleaner. So safe travels, Marge. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
Sure. Hold on the line. We have Jim on the line now, 312-981-7200. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
I have oak hardwood floors. When I moved in the house, I put down wall-to-wall carpeting and took up the wall-to-wall carpeting. Unbeknownst to me, when they put the wall-to-wall carpeting down, they used staple guns to put the padding in. Now I took up the carpeting, and I have gouges in the floor, maybe an inch, but not real deep, from the staple where they stapled the padding. Is there something I can use to fill in these gouges?
So it's actually not uncommon for the carpet installers to staple down the padding. As a matter of fact, that's general practice. But the staples shouldn't really be that thick or that heavy of a gauge. So if you can pull those staples out, I know it's going to leave a little bit of a hole, just a small little...
I've pulled them out already, and I've got some gouges. Maybe they went with the staple gun. Those staples are an inch long, and maybe...
Well, that's overkill. I mean, I don't know why they would have done that. But
neither do I.
Yeah, so we would recommend, you know, if you were to have those floors refinished, fully sanded and refinished, all of that goes away. You know, we could address all of those staple holes and gouges, discoloration, whatever the case might be on that floor. We can make them look virtually brand new and reset the clock on them for you. If you wanted to just fill the holes, there is a product. We use it internally. It's a wood filler. There are multiple manufacturers of it. It's a synthetic product, and you literally just use your finger and just kind of smear it into those holes and then just kind of wipe it clean. It will fill it in. It'll be noticeable, but the hole will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on the line. We'll set you up with your Mr. Floor product of your choice. Oh, I thought I just hung up on him. I did not. Here is a question from Larry. Hi, Larry. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. What a beautiful day.
It is gorgeous. Enjoy it. You had a fireplace question?
Yeah, I have a double-sided fireplace. It's a ranch, so it's one floor. I've been there 15 years, and I've had my chimney cleaned several times, so I've been good about that. But the last couple of years, I have seemed to get more smoke on the one side. I've got glass doors on both sides. I keep the living room side closed because we're always in the family room, but I tend to get some smoke in there
no rhyme or reason. So I just to let you know, I bought last year, I think it was a year ago, I bought some kind of a, it's a metal plate. It's about 6 inches wide and goes the length or the width of the fireplace. It's supposed to keep the smoke in better, but I'm still getting some smoke that I don't understand why I'm getting smoke in the kitchen.
So it sounds like you bought a smoke guard that goes up on the top and it runs horizontally across the opening. Right. Let me ask you this. How, you're in a single-story home, or how long is your flue system, would you say? 15 feet, probably, if it's a single-story home.
Yeah, not more than 10, 12 feet, I suppose.
Yeah, so a lot of times homes with short chimneys are very susceptible to downdrafts. So if you're burning and the wind is coming the right way and it's forcing a downdraft and it's pushing it back on that glass, that's a long shot. That might be part of it, but that's a big part of the drafting issues on double-sided opening ranch homes. The smoke guard was the best first step because it's the cheapest way to test how it's drafting. And you're burning wood? You're just burning wood, gas log lighter, right?
Yeah.
And your fireplace, great. It's not favored to one side.
Log lighter. I just light it manually with kindling wood and fire and paper.
Gotcha. So I
put an addition on the chimney, couldn't I? I never thought about it.
Yeah, you could raise the flue, and that will help considerably.
Never thought about it. Perfect. I really like that idea. Thank you. I just never thought about it. Appreciate
you're welcome.
Hold on, Larry. We'll set you up with your choice of Mr. Floor products. And then if you need to call Lindemann, how do they reach you?
You can reach us at 847-918-7994.
Wendy, right. Before we take the next one, Sean, has anyone ever invented, I've lived here my whole life, and most of our winds come out of the west, let's just say it. I mean, I'm 21 miles out, so I don't really get the Lake Michigan breeze, unless the whole area is getting it over the lake. Could you and I start a company where it just faces east, and then, in other words, no matter what this guy has going, if the prevailing winds are from the west, does it have to be a circle? I've never been up on top, but I don't have a fireplace. Are they circle, square? What are they at the top? What is the shape on top?
So for my boss who's listening, I'm going to say no, but I'm shaking my head yes.
Okay.
We can go into business together. That's fantastic. but yeah, there are actually caps that are meant to follow the wind.
Oh, well, it's already done.
So it's already been
done.
We're
out of business.
Yeah, right. And the problem with those is once they lock up and they get stuck in a single position, then you're out of luck.
All right, so then we'll invite the lubrication tool.
That's what it is.
You're back in business.
Of the non-spinning top.
Again,
I just was curious, because if it is just the wind, he could go higher, but I was thinking maybe redirect it so it doesn't push it down. That's
yeah.
What I was thinking.
Yeah.
The wheels are always turning, Dave, aren't
always.
They?
Always. Yeah. When you had to have four kids go through college and did fundraisers, yes, you were always thinking. Luckily, they're all done. So.
All right. Well, this listener, Eileen, hold on, because we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back with your questions and more. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. It
makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Yes. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ouch. All right, we are going to wrap things up, but before that happens, Eileen has been on hold for a while. She called us today, 312-981-7200. Hi, Eileen.
How you doing?
Good. Did you
have a question? I have a question for Mr. Floor. We want to refinish our floor. Our home main floor is wood floors, but we have furniture in all the rooms, obviously. And how do they do that? I mean, do they do one room at a time? And I know we have to leave sometimes when they refinish them. So how would that work, please?
So do you have wood floors in multiple rooms and furniture in all of those rooms, and you're looking to refinish all of those floors? Okay. So
right. It's all the same right through, the same, you know, so living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a family room.
Okay. So the way it's, it could be done in a couple different ways. So you can either have all the furniture moved out, for example, into the garage or into a pod. Sometimes we will have a pod set up outside and put that into a pod for you. Or it could be done in stages where some of the furniture is transplanted to the left, for example, and then it's then reversed out of the left to the right, and then we basically repeat the process. That takes a little bit longer to do because we have to repeat the, you know, kind of the process twice and move your furniture three times. Whereas with one stage, we could just move everything out, get everything done, put it right back for you.
Now, do you move the furniture, or do we have to have a separate company do that?
So we actually work with a professional moving company, so we can handle everything in-house for you, unless you have a furniture mover you prefer to work with. You could certainly do that, and we'll help coordinate. You know, if you want a full turnkey, we can absolutely handle the whole thing for you.
Eileen, what a great question, because a lot of people are thinking about this, like, oh, it's, I got so much stuff. How am I going to move it? So thank you for asking that.
Thank you. It was my concern.
Yeah.
Before I did that.
I understand. And why don't you hold on the line? We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product, cleaning product, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes.
Igor, David? What if my shows are on Wednesday and I just got to watch my shows? I mean, are you able to just say we'll skip a day?
Don't you have any friends you could go watch at their house?
I just tried to be funny.
I would say DVR your show.
Yes. And the phrase my shows comes from my estate planning clients. So how do you spend time, Dave? Well, I'm an elder in my church. I do this. And he goes, well, I love my shows. So I've learned that phrase. That's their hobbies, you know.
Understood.
But yeah, I just thought maybe we'd have to skip a day.
Well, so her question comes up every single day. I mean, we get calls.
It's a great question.
And the reason people will sometimes delay doing floor refinishing is because it's a massive inconvenience. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Furniture has to be moved. They have to stay off the floors. If there are pets in the home, those have to be accounted for and boarded, or, you know, they're staying with relatives. So we're coordinating with people if they're, you know, they maybe go on a vacation. They're out of town for a weekend. We're trying to coordinate. So we have garage codes. We have alarm codes. You know, our production team is out there managing and running all of these projects on behalf of our clients. But there's just no easy way to do this. It requires some planning. But we do it every single day, so it's not a problem for
us. Just out of disclaimer, I've been saying that for so many years, but it's been 3 years since I've actually been on our board. I took a break due to just having a break. So those parishioners at my church, don't be having a meeting that I'm behind the scenes. I have not been doing that for 3 years. Just because they're good Christian people. Dave, why are you lying on WGN? They have a million people. So, yeah, I'm no longer. I just teach a class at my church. Nice. I don't know.
Yes. All right. This has flown by today. So, briefly, we are going to let everybody give their contact information. Dave Schluter, why don't we start with you?
Sure, no problem. Love helping families, individuals, businesses. I have a great staff. Always a free consult, 630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.
And let's now go to Sean Peters, Lindeman Chimney Fireplace Heating and Cooling. You can go to LindemanChimney.com. And people need to jump on the schedule quickly, right? Because you're already pretty filled up.
That is correct. The colder it gets, the quicker we book out. We try to accommodate as many people as humanly possible, but as soon as you have the urge to have a fire, so does everybody else.
So call what number? I'm sorry, I should have written that down.
I believe you just said it. 847-918-7994.
Slower.
I know.
Do it one more time.
She
I talked over
it.
I know. I have a voice for radio. 847-918-7994. Lindeman.com.
I find it really humorous that your mom said you said the number too quickly.
My mom's always saying something.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, how do people reach you, and what's the code to use for a discount?
So for all of your flooring needs, and we are a full-service flooring company, please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. please try our line of cleaning products. We've been manufacturing it for many, many years. We have thousands of clients in the Chicagoland area, and really now nationally. You know, Wendy, we're shipping nationally. You know, people are, you know, listening to us in Virginia. They're listening to us in California. So just go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN at checkout for, you know, a nice little discount on your first order. And, you know, we have a lot of repeat clients, Wendy, which is a testament to the quality of our work and the quality of our cleaning product. So we invite everybody to give it a try.
And, I forgot what I was going to say.
Go Cubs. Go Cubs.
Yeah, I'll do that. Whatever. I'm a Sox fan. I do want to, yes, for all my Cubs fan friends, yes, go Cubs. Someone wanted to know, Igor, yeah, if your floor products are sold in stores.
So they are. So on our website at MrFloor.com, we do have a list of retailers that we've partnered with, and we invite everybody to kind of check that out if you want to go in. But, you know, truthfully, we will ship anywhere nationally. And if you spend, I believe it's $25 is the kind of the minimum order, and then it's free shipping.
Perfect. And pet safe and pet friendly.
Yep.
And thank you so much for coming in. This was great. Thanks to David Hochberg for trusting me to hold down the fort. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Iridian, Tony. And if you need to reach out to David, you can go to 56david.com or call him at 855-56-DAVID. And we are going to have Let's Get Legal coming up next with John Hansen. Now you can say your Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, 7:05 start.
All right. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Sean Peters from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.